KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Straight up at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 56 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies today. Chance of showers this afternoon and a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for well over 75 years. In local news, the Atlantic Community School District's Board of Education Wednesday evening approved Superintendent Steve Barber's recommendation to accept the 2018 Master Contract Agreement with the Atlantic Education Association, representing the district's certified staff. The agreement, as we mentioned the other day, calls for a $480 increase in the base with no step movement. The total package increase is 1.9% for a total cost to the district of $139,367. In his report to the board, Superintendent Barber provided an update on the Construction Trades Pre-Apprentice Program at the Achievement Center located on the west side of town. He said the bay area of the center where the shop will be located is, and some of the unoccupied space is available for use as a classroom.
The willingness for associate builder contractors apprenticeship program to partner with us by providing our students with access to their online core competencies will be beneficial for the program, and Mr. Walter as having a curriculum related to what is expected for individuals in these fields. And he will utilize that curriculum, and through that program, the kids also will be OSHA certified, trained, along with some other certifications to be determined yet.
The goal, he said, is to create a high-level program. That is what we're going to work on, beginning with the fall semester of October 23rd. Barber said in order to free up time for middle school, high school industrial technology instructor, Mr. Jade Walter, to teach the new program, it was necessary to replace his middle school exploratory. The plan, which is part of the STEM BEST grant, is to begin an exploratory gateway to technology projects in eighth grade and through the Lead the Way program called Robotics and Automation.
So all of our kids in the eighth grade will get experience through that. Mr. Brummer will be trained during the summer to have training there, and also the STEM grant will be able to purchase the equipment, the robots, and the computer programs that are related to that. Mr. Rasmussen also is looking at having an exploratory in seventh and sixth grade. We're going to title it STEM. But as we work down the road and look at this program to see if it's meeting our expectations, we may look at adding one the following year, maybe in the seventh grade.
In other business, the Atlantic School Board approved the 2017-18 amended certified budget, which does not call for an increase in taxes paid in the fiscal year ending June 30th of 2018. Instead, the change in estimates of expenditures will be financed from increased receipts and balances not budgeted or considered in the current budget. The board accepted the resignations of high school paraeducator Brian Thompson and middle school ELA teacher Jennifer Hartwig. They also approved a bid for milk from Highland Dairy, a bread bid from Bimbo Bakery for bread, and a trash collection bid from Hepler Sanitation, as well as a 70-30 sharing agreement with the CAM School District for Atlantic's business manager. The agreement stipulates the CAM School District will receive the services of Atlantic School District business manager Sarah Sheeter 30% of the time. In return, if the CAM board approves it, they will provide 30% of the cost associated with the shared position. Since the business manager position is one that fits under the operational sharing legislation, each district will receive additional revenue. Board member Josh McLaren had some concerns about the arrangement, despite the financial gains to both districts, but Sheeter assured him that it wouldn't be placing a burden on her.
I understand the operational sharing money is good and all that, and I see that, but I guess I just want to make sure that that's something that I don't want to see our business, you know, we just talked about how good our finances are and how we've got them turned around. I just want to make sure that losing you 30% of the time potentially isn't going to hurt us. Five students, I get it, I get the money, but, you know, if that's something you're fine with, I'm fine with it, but I just want to make sure that that's okay with you before we, if you're good with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I think that the reason why we're going with a one-year contract is just, you know, because we don't know for sure how it all is going to play out. So try it for a year and revisit it next year and see where we go from there.
In state news, health officials in northern Iowa have confirmed 7 cases of whooping cough in Sierra Gordo County. Mason City television station KIMT reports that Sierra Gordo County Department of Public Health says it's investigating instances of the highly contagious disease in the Mason City Community School District and among the staff at a local McDonald's restaurant. Whooping cough, or pertussis, is spread when infected people cough or sneeze. It starts like the common cold but can progress into violent coughing spells. Elsewhere in area news, the Creston Police Department reports 37-year-old Darrell Haynes of Creston was arrested just after 6 a.m. today on an Adams County warrant for contempt of court for failure to pay fines. Haynes was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting transport to Adams County. Page County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two men were arrested on separate charges Tuesday. A little after 10 p.m., deputies conducted a traffic stop on a pickup truck south of Clarinda. The vehicle had been pulled over for a traffic infraction. Upon further investigation, the driver, 47-year-old David Allen Holste of rural Clarinda, was arrested for driving while barred. Holste was transported to the Page County Jail and posted a $2,000 bond before being released pending further court proceedings. And at around 8:30 a.m. Tuesday, Page County deputies arrested 39-year-old Timothy Blaine Clark of Tarkio, Missouri. He was taken into custody on a Missouri warrant for failure to appear on narcotics charges. He was transported to the Page County Jail and held without bond on the warrant while awaiting extradition to Missouri on the felony charges. Charges in Iowa are currently pending. Sheriff's officials in Union County say a man from Lamar's reported Tuesday that sometime over the past week, someone took the blades off of a windmill he owns off 210th Street in Union County. The loss was estimated at $500. No arrests have been reported. A defense attorney says Iowa prosecutors have decided not to challenge a court decision overturning the conviction of a retired Catholic priest accused of invading the privacy of students in the Trainer High School bathroom. The Iowa Appeals Court last week overturned the Reverend Paul Monahan's conviction on five counts of invasion of privacy. Monahan's attorney, Dan McGinn, said he was informed last Friday that the Iowa Attorney General's office wouldn't pursue a further review. The office spokesman, Lynn Hicks, said yesterday that the case didn't meet the criteria for an appeal. The Iowa Sex Offender Registry no longer lists Monahan, who'd been ordered to register as part of his sentence. The appeals court said in its decision the students had no reasonable expectation of privacy in the public bathroom of the Trainer High School. Well, a 48-year-old who is running across the country to raise awareness about childhood sexual abuse crossed into Iowa Wednesday. Christian Griffith of Atlanta, Georgia, says his goal is to get people to talk openly about abuse, just like they'd talk about any other disease.
If I was to do just another marathon, nobody would be paying attention. But I chose to do something big, something that's seemingly insurmountable, because I wanted a platform to talk about something that people are just simply not talking about.
Griffith is calling his 3,000-mile trek Run to Heal, and he's trying to raise $1 million for a group called Help for Children. The group gives grants to local child abuse prevention and treatment programs. Griffith first told someone he'd been abused as a child in the fall of 2015 when he was 45 years old. Griffith began getting counseling and treatment in February of 2016, and Griffith says he's found talking frankly about the abuse he endured as a child is important.
I know and understand what it feels like to isolate and hide from that and feel like your situation's different or you're unique and you can't talk about it. And I want people to just feel comfortable with the fact that they absolutely can talk about it. And all of the fears that they have and the labels that they think are going to come at them when they do, none of that's going to happen.
Griffith began skateboarding in his teenage years and then pursued more extreme sports as an adult because it has a calming effect.
It made it so I didn't have to think about home. I kept finding greater and greater challenges to numb the pain or to kill the demons, whatever you want to call it.
He says talking openly and frankly about abuse is important, and Griffith is making stops along the way to talk with groups about the issue. He runs about 30 miles a day. That means it'll take him about a week and a half to run across the state. His Western Iowa trek takes him through Guthrie Center, Kimbleton, and Persia from May 18th through the 21st. Now, if you'd like to join him, you must pre-register at the link provided under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And for more information, you can check out his Facebook page at Run to Heal, or again through the link under our news page under the same story. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.